Pat, thank you so much for coming today. We're happy to have you. And if we could start just sort of going into your past with the library and how it's affected your life and your lifetime.
Well, I have to start by saying that the library is probably my favorite place in the whole world to be.
Great to hear.
My first library that I grew up with is the North Portland branch that's on Killingsworth. Mm-hmm. And my first memory of the library was my mom used to go get her hair done at a place that was, I think, 3 blocks away from the library. Okay. And so I think I was 7, 8, maybe. And so I got to walk from the little beautician shop the 2 blocks to the library all by myself, basically. Nice. I'm pretty sure there was somebody like looking at me as I walked the actual 2 blocks down there. But I got to go there. I got to check out as many books as I could carry back to the beauty salon. And then I could sit at, there was a little kind of a sofa at the the foyer there. And I would sit there and spread all of my books around me and then decide which books I wanted to read first. So,
nice.
And you know, it's a black women, their hair care can take a long time. So it was the beauty parlor was like a multi-hour experience. So, and that was every week. So that was my sort of regular library experience.
Nice.
And that was back when, remember when the cards were, they were sort of that cream-colored manila paper. Okay. Do you remember? You're probably too young for that.
Yeah.
And they had a little metal piece, a little metal plate that was in the card itself. Do you remember that? Okay. So I actually still remember the way those looked. And then the other memory I have about that library branch in particular was I got to start checking books out of the adult section because I didn't meet the age requirement or whatever it was at that time, but I got to start checking books out of there because I'd read every book in the kids section.
Oh.
So I'd run right through them.
So you probably got to know the staff pretty well, and they probably
yes.
helped you on your way, like navigating the different areas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably a fun experience growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really awesome place. In fact, I remember, and this was a little bit older, but I remember reading at that time, and I don't know if the library still does this, I'm pretty sure they do, had a subscription to Musician Magazine. Do you remember that magazine at all? It was just musicians doing like, you know, inside interviews about, you know, what kind of equipment they used and how they wrote and all that kind of stuff. So the great thing about going to the library, though, is that there would be stacks of magazines going way back. So you could basically pull out a whole chunk of magazines and just like go through them, mm-hmm. you know, one by one by one. So I remember I used to read that all the time, and I'd have those spread out all around me at the in the floor of the library.
Throughout the past year, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Go back through the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
They still do that. They're still probably,
they're still here.
Yeah, there's still about 2 years worth of magazines in each branch. So you could probably go back and see some good interviews that you might remember, maybe.
Yeah. I remember thinking I was very cool because that was right about the time when I first had friends who were sort of musicians or trying to play in bands or something, and I could name drop all of these different, you know, different kinds of, like the kind of mic that Joni Mitchell used or guitar tuning or all this kind of stuff. It was really entertaining.
So it sounds like you're a Portland native.
I am.
Grown up here.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Are there any other branches that you use like during your childhood?
Or? I used the Central branch.
A lot.
And then grew up with the Killingsworth branch. And then my current branch is over on Albina, which is close to my house on 15th. And it's got the same kind of, you know, that little neighborhood flavor where it's, you see the same people who work there. It's like, I, you know, go there and it's like, oh, it's Friday. It must be story time. There's a bunch of little kids waiting outside to get in and all that kind of stuff. So
nice. Mm-hmm. So you've probably seen a lot of changes.
I have.
Throughout the different branches.
Mm-hmm.
Anything notable that you might like to touch on?
Well, the physical changes are awesome. I mean, when they redid the Central branch, I thought that was, it was pretty the most amazing change. I mean, it's a beautiful library.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people in Portland are pretty boastful about our library anyway, the Multnomah County Library System. It's the libraries themselves are nice to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. I think of the other changes and then just some of the other things that make the library so user-friendly. You know, the fact that we were, I think, one of the earlier library systems where you could you know, get an email to let you know that your books are ready to pick up, or you could do things. Now, you know, I can get a reminder on text message to renew my books, which is a good thing because I generally have like 20, 30 books out at the time. And so, you know, if you miss that one date on book, it's not a big deal. But, you know, if it's like 20 books, those quarters can add up pretty fast.
I bet. So have you enjoyed your experience with the library throughout all these years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It always seemed to me that if there was something I wanted to learn about, I could just go to the library and find something about it. You know, a book or a periodical. I could figure out whether I wanted to know something about it or whether I just wanted to satisfy sort of a top layer of curiosity, and then I just wasn't that interested in it anymore, you know? I've always been interested in music, so I'd love to read biographies. I've always been interested in dance. I've read a lot of dance books. I used to play the piano quite a bit when I was a kid, so I used to check out music here.
Nice.
And I don't know if they still do it anymore, but I remember I used to be able to check out big pieces of art.
Oh, yeah, I think, I don't
know. That I'm not might quite have sure. gone away. I mean, that, when I think about it now, it's like, how do you manage that program?
Yeah. There's a lot of people involved, I'm sure. So maybe you could tell us a little bit of how the staff would help you, like when you were a child.
Well, when I was a kid, the staff would help me. I mean, mostly it was like an extension of sort of family and friends, you know, because I saw the same staff people, you know, every week, basically.
Got to know them very well.
Right. Yeah. And they would suggest books, you know. They would see that I liked a certain kind of book, and then they would suggest, you know, another author, another type of books like that. You know, or when you're a kid, you go through that cycle of, this may be before your time, but there was like the Encyclopedia Brown books.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was really little, I was like, Harriet the Spy and Mrs. Pigglewiggle. I still remember Mrs. Pigglewiggle and books like that. So I do remember library staff sort of pointing me to other types of books that I liked.
Yeah. Sort of providing some inspiration too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you ever take part in any of the services that the library offered, like classes and sort of... maybe the story time activities?
Let me see. I didn't do story time activity. Yeah. You know, the weird thing is which is probably hampering my ability to enjoy books on tape now, but I don't like to be read to very much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole story time thing, I think it's because I read really quickly, and so I would get kind of frustrated, and I'd want to just grab the book and just read it myself and go at my own pace, right?
Yeah.
So I was never really a good one for the old story time. But I think I took a class here once on the history of the mystery novel. That was one of those. It was kind of like a book group, basically.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's any other classes that I've been here. I don't think so. Not too many classes.
Yeah. I know North Portland is actually known for sort of their music classes. There's a lot of music classes they offer now.
Really?
That are, yeah, they're sort of aimed towards younger kids, too, and getting them inspired in music, which sounds like it'd be right up your alley now.
Yeah. I know.
Well, let's see here. So how would you describe the library now compared to your past experience with it?
Well, you know how people don't like things to change, and so they'll say like, oh, it used to be so much better. And I think it's just the opposite. I mean, I think the library is better and better as it responds to technology and it responds to the needs of the you know, its user base. It's basically its clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's flexible, you know, that I think the most important thing about the library is that it's always understood that the library serves the people who use it and not the other way around. It's kind of like the opposite of the DMV. I don't want to be rude to anybody who works at the DMV, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you go to the DMV, you have to fit yourself into how that system works to get anything out of it, right? The library is sort of the opposite. The library seems like it's always trying to be flexible and to see how can we make this experience more user-friendly? How can we get more people into books? What if people don't, you know, if they're not comfortable accessing reading this way, is there another way that we can get people into reading? Is there another avenue to get people to, you know, to be able to enjoy the same type of experiences at the library. No. And I think it's really it's kind of the best bang for your buck when you're talking about services, mm-hmm. you know?
As far as serving the public goes, I'm sure, yeah.
You know, the kind of money and investment that people have into the library, which has always made me feel good when, you know, we would pass a bond because it would show, that, you know, people are really are committed to the library. It's kind of like your local park and rec program, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't really pay attention to it as much until they realize that the services are cut down or the hours went away, you know? Yeah. I mean, remember there was a period a while back where the library had, like, they weren't open on Mondays or they had reduced hours, and people really felt that. And I thought that's a good thing because you have to realize where you're going to allocate, you know, your funds, and you have to, you know, back what you believe in. If you really want the library to be there with the resource, you've got to put some money into it and invest in it. Mm-hmm. And we got a little bit far from that question, but
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if they cut their hours or lose a day, that sort of affects you and mm-hmm. you know, and how you would plan your day around it when.
Yeah, you know, when I remember it would be there would be these weird sort of times where like the library would be open at noon some days and it'd be open at 10 on some days, and you could see people sort of walking up to the library and not realizing what time the library was open, or with a kid and realizing like, you know, I've got to switch my whole experience around because this resource isn't here the way that it used to be. So
yeah, it's gotta be heartbreaking sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I know, especially God forbid you drag a kid to the library and the library's not open.
Oh, it's a nightmare. See a lot of crying faces. Right. Yeah. So maybe you could tell us a little bit on how you tell others about the library and sort of how you spread your love for it to maybe your peers and family.
Well, you know, I think most of the time I just drag people with me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of this running joke that I have stacks of library books in my house, right? And people are like, you don't read that many books. It's like, yeah, I read that many books because there's nothing worse than being stuck someplace, like at the doctor's office or, you know, on a bus or something, God forbid, like in an airport and you're stuck without a book. That is like the worst thing ever. So I feel like I'm almost hoarding some of these books, you know, so that I can make sure that I've got a book with me at all times. And so part of that means that I've got so many books and I put books on reserve. And one of the cool things I do is I have a subscription to Entertainment Weekly, which actually has a really good book review in it, well as the New York Times book review. But Entertainment Weekly has surprisingly good book reviews in it. So I'll pull book reviews out of that, and then I'll go put books online, and then put books on hold, rather. And then when they're ready to pick up, then, you know, I usually end up, somebody's with me, and I drag them down to the library, and then I can't help, like, sort of walking them around the library, and like, look at this, isn't this amazing?
Sort of opening new faces into your world and everything. Mm-hmm. No, that's great. Let's see. Was there a time when you ever didn't like the library or the services that were offered, maybe, or some, I know you've mentioned some changes or how you liked it, but maybe ways that you would like to see it better or more oriented towards you as a patron?
You know, I don't think that I have anything really critical to say about the library.
That's
good. Sometimes I wonder how the library, like, sometimes the, you know, I wonder about, like, when you have to, this is something I'm slightly curious about, like, you know, so when a new book comes out and the library has to get, you know, 10 copies of this book to sort of meet demand, and then what do you do with all those copies once, you know, the sort of the bell curve of interest has gone away and you've got an overstock on your shelves? And I suspect they probably must get rid of them through the tidal waves, you know, through the sell them or something like that. But I think that was the only thing I was somewhat curious about, is like, well, maybe the library has to spend money just because that's what, you know, the demand is for, but it's a short-term demand. Uh-huh. But, you know, that's really not a critical thing as much as it's sort of a question. I don't really think I'm critical about anything in the library, you know. I feel like in a certain way it's like my iPhone, where there's probably a lot more out of the library I could get if I just spent some time sort of paying more attention to it. And I've got, that's my alarm going.
Oh, it's fine.
And I've got my own way of dealing with the library. And so that's kind of the way that I use it. And there's possibly some other things I could be doing that are probably better things I could be doing with it.
Yeah, but it's sort of, I think, you know, you figure that out at your own pace. And as you go along, you'll discover new things that that are offered towards you that you never knew about before. So it's almost like a discovery feeling that you like.
Well, I did. I'll tell you the one thing I did discover. This was last week when I was returning a book. And I saw a little thing that was about the, you know, sign up and get reminders of text messaging. This is the thing. Just last week I signed up for it so I could get a reminder of when my books were going to be, you know, overdue or to renew them. And I thought, this is the most amazing thing ever. It's like on every, I've got it on every platform.
Yeah.
I can communicate with the library, which is great.
No, that, yeah, I'm sure that was a good feeling finally. Like, oh, this service existed. Why didn't I know about this before?
Yeah. I know. I think it's pretty new, so.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that you'd like to sort of talk about that we haven't covered yet, or?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's the one thing I like. Well, the North Portland branch is a really beautiful architecturally. It's a beautiful little building. I don't think there's anything like the downtown branch anywhere. I mean, it's really. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. When you walk in, you know, and you see the stairs going up, and it's kind of majestic, really.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about it, you know, and the fact that it's accessible to everybody.
Yeah. Do you remember the branch before the big remodel that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there were probably significant changes that happened here.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed at how, you know, it became, I think it became more like what it actually was. You know, it was like sort of the remodel. You could actually see the bones of what the library really was,
Yeah. No, I'm sure that was really interesting to see happen and everything.
Yeah, and I'm glad, you know, that we invested the money in it at the time because, you know, it just gets harder and harder to invest in that kind of infrastructure, you know. And now I don't even know if people would invest in that kind of physical infrastructure at this point in time.
Yeah, I think it probably has a lot to rely on the patronage, too, and, like, how many people actually do support it, which, again, comes down to you as an individual and as a patron.
It's true. I mean, everybody has to, you know, you have to enter. There's got to be some kind of entry point for each person into the library. You know? And, you know, it's helpful to get them when they're really young.
Oh, yeah. Right? I'm sure, yeah.
Story time. It's the gateway drug to the library.
Well, it sounds like it got you hooked, so, you know, or just being a young patron yourself, yeah. Well, great. Well, if there's nothing else you'd like to talk about, I guess.
I don't think so. Yeah. I almost called this morning to cancel because I was having such a hard time moving around, like I told you. And I asked the woman, well, I only want to reschedule if there's another opportunity I can get to do it. And she said, well, it wouldn't be downtown, and it's at another branch, and it's in a couple of weeks, and you'd be on a waiting list. And I was like, okay, I can't do that. I mean, I wouldn't want to miss this opportunity.
Yeah, well, no, your passion definitely shows.
I know. I'm a library nerd.
Yeah, no, it's a...
Well, you guys are library nerds, too, right? Because you're here.
We're all here for the same reason, yep.
Okay.
Do you remember any librarians that made an impression on you?
You know, I don't remember their names. I do remember some of the librarians, but I don't remember their names. I mean, it was a long time ago. I'm 52, so that was a long time ago. Yeah. You understand the memory loss. Right.
As I go back even further.
I'm almost there. Yeah. Sooner or later.
Cool.
Well, yeah, thanks again for coming in. It was great.
Well, no,
great hearing your story. Yeah.
It was awesome to get down here and about the library.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, that was the other thing too about the library is, you know, I haven't even done like ebooks that often. But I used to reserve like DVD. I'd reserve DVDs and stuff all the time. And now you can start. You know, now they're going to start doing streamable.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
That's.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It's in the process too. It's a really good service.
Yeah,
I would recommend it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Okay.
Well, yeah. Thank you again.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It was nice to meet you.
You as well. Thank you.
Nice
pleasure.
To meet you too.
Yeah.